Once more, we want to draw from some of the great information that will be presented at the upcoming Risk and Profit Conference here at Kansas State University. That is, in fact, next week here on the campus. And one of the topics that's arisen with the downturn in the agricultural economy, the availability of working capital to individual agricultural producers, and that is a key benchmark, if you will. That will be addressed at the Risk and Profit Conference by our guest. Beth Yeager is an agricultural economist at K-State, and working capital, you might explain the premise of that, Beth.
So working capital is essentially your current assets that you have at the end of the year, your current year, minus your current liabilities. So this is a measure of liquidity, and essentially we're interested in this because we want to know, given the assets that you have that are either cash or can easily be converted into cash in the next 12 months, how will you be able to cover any of those loans or liabilities that are also going to be occurring in the next 12 months? So the working capital measure just gives you an idea of how much assets or cash do you have available to cover those liabilities coming up. So this is really just a measure of liquidity. You may be familiar with the current ratio, which is your current assets divided by current liabilities. And we're interested in this because we've seen from 2013 for the Kansas Farm Management Association a pretty substantial decrease in liquidity positions. So we've gone from about 3.3 for the current ratio down to 2.4. So we wanted to look a little bit more at working capital and what was going on there.
Tell us what you've discovered in digging into this a little deeper. For the presumption is that that working capital as a trend has been very much to the downside. But what specifically have you uncovered?
So as we were looking at the working capital, we wanted to find out specifically what's the burn rate. And what the burn rate is the working capital that you calculate divided by what your net income losses are. And so we knew for 2015 that a lot of our producers were facing losses, or they had anticipated losses, maybe if they had previously used some budgeting analysis. And so what the burn rate is essentially your short-run losses that you can buffer by having adequate working capital. So by having enough cash or liquid assets available that you can cover those short-run losses over time. And so the burn rate essentially is looking at how long will this buffer last. And the burn rate's the length of time that under current conditions the operation can continue to operate before that working capital is exhausted. So essentially it's just a reserve that you have on hand.
So do you have burn rate figures in hand to tell us more or less where we're at on an average, if you will?
We do. So we looked at burn rate projections for 552 farms that were part of the Kansas Farm Management Association. And in order to be included in this study, they were members and had all the data that we needed from 2005 through 2015. So we know that we're leaving out some of the key farms in the sample. But for the 552 farms that we did have, for just under 15% of our farms, they had a burn rate of less than 1 year. So essentially what that's saying is if they continue to have the same losses that occurred on their operation in 2015, then they're going to run out of working capital within the next year. So while this is pretty troubling, we also found, though, that over 21% of the farms had a burn rate of 5 to 10 years. So they're in a much stronger position and doing well overall. In terms of 1 to 3 years, we had about 13% of the farms had a burn rate of 1 to 3 years. And that's usually we're looking at, 3 to 5 years is kind of where we'd like to see farms. So the most troubling is those farms that had, again, a burn rate of less than 1 year. It doesn't mean that they can't make some changes, and we have some ideas for what they can do during these times to help maybe extend that working capital and protect that working capital to continue being successful. But it was something that we were really concerned about, at least going in, when we saw the net farm income numbers come out this year.
Well, we might talk in a moment about those things that producers can concentrate on in improving their working capital stance. But in that fair percentage of the producers that you sampled here, in fact, have a working capital burn rate that will extend 3, 5, maybe even 10 years. That speaks fairly well of how producers have stored away for a rainy day, if you will, in the boom times.
Exactly. We were really happy to see that 85% of the farms did have a burn rate of over a year. And so that was really positive. We were excited about that. And going back a little bit in terms of where we came up with these numbers or the losses, we use budgets that are available on agmanager.info. So if you're wanting to figure out on your own, obviously we're well into 2016, but if you're interested in this for 2017, there are budgets that are published each spring on agmanager.info for both crop and livestock that are a good resource. And I encourage you to use no matter what, as you're thinking about, you know, what's my expected profit or loss for this year. And then as well, we also went back to figure out, okay, what do we expect the actual losses were? What were actual losses based off of cash prices in each of the regions for the Kansas Farm Management Association?
So that's a way that folks can benchmark for themselves where they stand.
Exactly.
And again, we're speaking in generalities, Beth, because each operation differs in its setup and its financial status. But what are basically things that producers can do to bolster their working capital position?
So one of the key things is to hold on to cash or financial reserves as much as possible. And as you're looking at maybe the liabilities that you have, you might want to evaluate how many are current liabilities that you know are going to be due in the next year. And if those seem to be in excess of the long-term liabilities that you are able to pay over multiple years, then you may want to consider refinancing and moving some of those current liabilities into long-term liabilities. Also focusing on being a low-cost producer. So that's something I know gets said time and time again, but I think it's always good to have as a reminder, you know, what are some ways that I can reduce costs, maybe cut costs. One of those is increasing your asset utilization, so not needing maybe to purchase or update machinery, whatever the case is, as frequently. Try and lock in margins as soon as possible. Maybe use marketing in order to know exactly what your price is going to be or close to what your price will be at the end of the season, and try and lock in margins when you can. And essentially, in terms of protecting working capital, it just comes down to making sure that you're aware of what your working capital is, I think, is key. So there's a number of ways you can do that, but the easiest is to look at your financial statements that you're already providing to any of your lenders at the end of the year. So you're going to want to look at your balance sheet, or if you have someone who's helping you prepare that, to ask to see your balance sheet, and the key numbers that you're looking at are those current assets and the current liabilities.
And to that latter point, you would urge producers do just that, get a handle on their working capital status, and maintain a regular running account of that status to know where they're at.
Exactly.
On a persistent basis?
Yep, exactly. Make sure you know what it is on a regular basis and continue having conversations with a lender, even if you have a really strong working capital position right now. Just having an awareness in this is going to be important, especially as we do have USDA predicting that 2016 is going to be another year of declining net farm income. We're hoping not as strong, but they are expecting decreasing gross farm income as well as decreasing expenses. It's just unfortunately those expenses are decreasing at a slower rate than the income is.
As you said, you listed a number of potential ways to help your working capital position, and it lends hope anyway to the situation, Beth.
It does, yeah. We definitely don't want people to think that, you know, this is doom and gloom right now. So we were very happy to find out that most of the farms in the sample did have a fairly strong burn rate and really looked pretty good right now. But again, we want to be aware of what working capital is and any possible losses that could occur in the future.
Now, Beth, you and a colleague of yours who's a graduate researcher here at K-State, Cody O'Brien, will be sharing this information at the upcoming Risk and Profit Conference, correct?
That's right. So we'd encourage anyone to go online, register. I believe they take on-site registration as well for Risk and Profit Thursday and Friday. And Cody O'Brien's a current master's student who will be presenting this work alongside myself.
Very good. One of the many breakout sessions worth your while at Risk and Profit Conference this year. For full information on registering and for a rundown of everything to be shared at this year's conference, go to agmanager.info. You can find the link to Risk and Profit Conference toward the right-hand side of that new look page for agmanager.info, by the way. Beth, A good topic to bring up in these current economic times and something that producers need to keep on their radar. Thanks so much for coming over and talking with us.
Thank you.
She's an agricultural economist here at K-State, and again on working capital as a valuable benchmark in farm and ranch management. That's Beth Yeager. Beth, again, with some thoughts there on keeping that working capital in good stead, which once more she and Cody O'Brien will elaborate on at the Risk and Profit Conference next Thursday and Friday.